guess it's recording now.
Oh, is it recording?
Yeah!
Okay.
Hello, welcome everybody. I just farted. It might smell bad in a few seconds.
Nice!
Oh yeah, it really does.
Oh. Alright. I just covered my nose. Okay.
Welcome back to the morning ride with the police car and the Lexus hybrid. Wow, that smells really bad. I don't know what I did to make it smell so bad.
I have a filtered gas mask made out of my shirt.
Here, we're just gonna like open the window for a second. Great way to start off a podcast. Just fart in the car and then just drive with an awful smell in it. Alright. So yesterday's episode, I don't know what the hell happened, but every time that we make an episode, we don't immediately review the episode. So like, if there's any problems, we wouldn't know until like later on, because I'm the one that usually checks the episodes to make sure that everything is fine and that like nothing like happened during the recording.
Can you go ahead and wipe those things?
I will wipe your glasses.
Thank you.
And for some reason, yesterday, when I was at lunch, I was like, all right, I'm gonna put up the podcast and hear what it sounds like. And it was disgusting. I don't know what the hell happened, but audio quality just went to shit. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna immediately unpublish this. So anyone who was, I don't know if this is like clean enough. But
it's probably fine. It's just like a little bit of, I don't even know what you call it.
So, anyone who heard ow, I just got shocked for your like what the fuck. Anyways, for anyone who like heard the episode yesterday and listened to it fully and had no clue what we were saying and it sounded awful, I apologize.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but
it was bad.
And it's really ironic too, because we were talking about our shitty phones.
Yeah,
we were talking about
bad phones and alarm clocks, and then all of a sudden our phone decides not to work and record good audio, so go figure.
Yeah, so that happened. I apologize for shitty audio quality that happened. I still don't know what happened, but yeah.
None of us know what happened. We just do not know.
We're just gonna accept it.
You're gonna have to take this.
It's like the
accept it and move on.
It's like the audio soundboard on the phone just didn't turn on. Just like it was playing from like the back microphone or something.
Are you excused there?
I don't think I am. I like ate cereal.
You ate cereal?
I ate cereal. I don't know what to talk about today. I don't have any topics. I didn't bring up any yesterday. You missed out yesterday because.
You guys were playing against Cars Against Humanity. I know. The thing was, though, I had promised my friend, that I was like, oh, dude, because she's been trying to get me to play League with her forever, so I'm like, okay, fine. Tonight, finally, we'll do it, alright? Because we are finally both available, and then it sucks shit. I don't know if you guys know anything about League. I don't even know if you know much about League, considering you've played it yourself.
League of Legends?
Yeah, League of Legends, yeah. Yeah, I think you've only played like what, 3-4 games total?
Probably. Ross kept like yelling at me to play the game and he forced me to, and I played it and I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah. Okay. So when we started playing, we were all like, okay, so you know there's like 3 lanes, right? You have to like claim which lane you're gonna go in.
Yeah.
So I claim top, or I quote unquote claim top lane. But when I get there, someone's already there, and he's not going to move out of the way. So I have to go do something that my character isn't per se good at. So by the time I finally actually get to use top lane and like start working in there, I'm already really low level, and I literally died like 7 times in a row before I actually got my first kill. So it was not going well, to per se. So later in the game, I'm 2-7-0, so 2 kills, 7 deaths, and 0 assists, because, you know, no one else is top lane. RIP. So, after that, my phone went off, okay. So after that, I realized, oh shit, guys, we're gonna die soon because everyone's in our all the enemies are like in the spawn area where your inhibitors and all that stuff are. So by the time I get down there, I just see the defeat screen and I'm like, well, fuck, that was not a good game. Yeah, so fun.
Yeah, we were like last night. There was just a bunch of us in the Discord call, and we just played cards against.
Yeah, you guys
played like 3 rounds. And if like
I went in the voice chat and I heard Scott saying things. I'm like, what the fuck? And I left. I just left.
Yeah, you joined the call for a split second, and then
I didn't even say anything, did I?
You didn't say anything. You just kind of like came in, just sat there. Scott said, jizzing into Santa's beard, and then you left.
I think any sane person would probably also leave after hearing jizzing into Santa's beard.
Nah. I'd stay, because then there would be an interesting conversation to hear. So, yeah. Basically, every night, well, not every night, but like sometimes we would get into like this thing called Discord, which is like it's a chat for gamers, dude. And basically there was, how many of us were in there? There was like me, Carson, Scott, Victor, Emily, Will, and Grant. There was like 7 of us in a call, and we all played like Cards Against Humanity.
Did you guys ever play Scribble?
No.
Oh, sad.
Scott was, for some reason, suggesting it. Well, no, he said that we were gonna play it, and I was like, no one ever agreed upon it, Scott, what he's doing.
Especially when Victor is playing. Yeah. Because no one wants to try to guess what he's drawing.
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Scribble.io is this, like, online drawing game where, what's like a...
It's like Pictionary, kind of. Except there's no board. Like, it's not a board game. It's more or less like you have to guess what someone's drawing, and if you guess it faster than everyone else, you get points. And everyone takes turns drawing stuff. It takes turns like drawing stuff.
Yeah, and you get like 3 selections, and you choose which one you want to draw, and then you draw it, and everyone has to guess.
Yeah.
And we were playing with our Cuban friend Victor, and he does not know how to draw. And there was like one round where he was trying to draw
a pancake. He was trying to draw a pancake. Now, mind you, the first thing that he, quote-unquote, tried to draw was a stovetop.
He just drew a circle.
And he drew a circle with a lot of other circles in it. And some weird, like, line coming out of it. I'm like, Victor, what the fuck is that? I feel like I'm looking at karst topography right now. This is not... This isn't... No, just no. So... And then he draws off to the other side. I don't even remember what he put on the other side.
I don't either.
And then eventually he gave up and just wrote pancake on his drawing. And then we all, oh, that's what it is.
He drew like a frying pan in the middle too. And he had like some kind of weird yellow shit in the middle. And then like, I was really confused. And he wrote pancake. And I was like, wait, did you draw a pancake outside of the frying pan? Like, did he draw a pancake underneath the frying pan itself?
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, and then
the second time, I'm pretty sure this was after, but he drew, the word was cowbell, right? So he drew,
yeah.
Oh god, this is interesting. So he draws, he starts to draw a cow, right? And he draws the legs and everything, and we see, I mean, we get that it's a cow, right? But no one is guessing what it is. So, all of a sudden, he puts the udders of the cow on its chest. I'm like, Victor, I don't know what cows you've been looking at lately, but I'm pretty sure the udders don't go on the chest. That's a different kind of cow.
And he never even drew a cowbell.
I never, ever drew a bell on the cow.
He drew, like,
a mutated cow, rather. But never a bell.
He drew a mutated cow with, like, a dick head, right?
Yeah.
And then drew the udders just, like, directly on the chest, made, like, stick legs, and then we were like, milk? Soy milk? Almond milk? Cow legs? Calf? I don't know. And then it said cowbell, and we were like, what? You didn't draw a cowbell. What are you doing?
None of us guessed that.
And then the next one he drew was, he started drawing a person, and he, like, he put the eyes and the face and the nose, and then he drew this, like, curly yellow hair or something, and then just put brown color in the face, and that was it. And we were like,
oh, no, what? He didn't even color the hair. Yeah, okay, yeah, so he drew a face, which I thought was really just a box with eyes and a mouth on it, but regardless. And then he just colored the face brown and did nothing else.
And we were sitting there,
also
like,
confused, like, this could literally be anyone. So we all tried African-American, we tried...
I really thought that it was African-American.
I really thought it was African-American, too. But I'm like, no way. I don't think the game would do that, right? So and even the hints gave us the ends in the word. But okay, because, like, at the top of the screen where you're playing, if no one guesses it within a certain amount of time, you get hints of, like, what letters are in it. Like, you'll see, like, the amount of spaces in the word. And then, like, if you don't guess it within, like, I don't remember. I think it's around, like, 15 seconds, you'll get one letter.
Yeah.
And you'll get another letter, and both of them were ends at the end of the word, or ends at the end of the, like, each word, right? So we're like, it's African American, right? It fits, I'm pretty sure, but it wasn't working. So we're like, oh, what else could this be? And then the time eventually runs out. It's Morgan Freeman. Like, that looks nothing like him.
We were all freaking out. We're like, that is not Morgan Freeman. What? You did not
just draw Morgan Freeman. You drew a generic African American person that has, like, a box head. Excuse me? Hold on, wait a minute. Morgan.
Okay, right?
Africanican. Okay, so African would have been fit, but American would have. What the heck?
I can't remember any of his other, like, awful drawings.
I'm pretty sure he joined late, though, didn't he?
He drew a lake?
No, he joined late. Like, joined the game late?
Oh, no, he was in the game at the start.
Okay. Dude, some of those drawings, oh my gosh. Awful. They're so bad.
And then you look at my drawings, and every one of those drawings had, like, a face with pixel point eyes just staring down at something with, like, a big nose just taking a whiff of it. Like that one time I drew pasta.
Yeah.
I just drew...
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but pasta's hard. I will give you that. But, so, Chris drew... His word was pasta, right? And he put... Okay, so what he did was he drew a face like he normally does, just staring down something. And when the face was staring down was like an actual stovetop from the side view with the pan on top of it and just a bunch of yellow stuff in it. It's like a golden yellow though, right? Like it's pasta color. But I'm looking at this stove and I'm like, what the hell? I don't know what this is. So I start guessing literally everything you could be cooking on a stove that isn't pasta. I even went for the reach things, like popcorn, because I don't know if you've ever made popcorn on the stove. It's actually pretty good.
I mean, I do all the time.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't know. Most people just own popcorn machines like I do, but... Anyway, so I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it literally just looks like throw up in a pan, except without all the chunks.
Well, I mean, I just drew a bunch of lines, and I'd figure that you guys would guess, like, spaghetti, and then, like, oh, spaghetti is kind of like pasta, you know?
I saw a yellow blob.
Who was the one that got it first? I think it was, like,
I think it was Zarin.
Zarin?
Was it? Was it Zarin?
It might have been either Zarin, Carson, or Emily.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Emily, who got a reptile, pretty sure 3 times in a row.
She did.
Yeah. So, first off, alright, so Emily, one of Chris's really good friends, I don't know her that well, so, I probably met her, like, on occasion once, maybe, and only said, like, one sentence to her, if that. So, yeah, I don't know this person too well, I just know that Chris has interactions with her in Latin, and she's in the server, whatever. So, she gets... The first word that I remember playing for her was reptile. And she draws this weird, like, lizard thing, right? And we all keep getting, like, guessing like Lizard, Charmeleon, or not Charmeleon. That's a Pokemon. Chameleon. And like other assorted lizard-like things. And none of them were fitting. And so I'm like, what the hell is this? And the word is literally reptiles. I'm like, fuck. All right, my bad on that one. The second thing she gets is she starts drawing this dinosaur thing, like thing, right? And Chris immediately gets it. I'm like, well, what the fuck, dude? You guys are basically playing this game in Latin class, like, all the time.
She, like, she's a good drawer. Like, she does a lot of drawing. And every time that she draws, she makes, like, the funniest shit. Because, like, she always, like, makes really weird faces. Like, they're, like, suffering on the inside. And they're, like, squeezing their internals or something. And then she always draws, like, chicken feet for them and shit like that. And, like, every, like, thing that she had to draw, she would always draw some kind of, like, weird Yoshi-looking thing.
Yeah. So, and one of her words was actually Yoshi, and everyone got it, which was really funny.
And she always wrote, like, Yoshi next to it.
Yoshi!
And then, like, the next thing that she drew, like, she started drawing, I guess, like, every kind of, like, green cartoon animal that I could think of, like, all those, like, reptiles or whatever, and I was like, wait, what if it's just a reptile? It's type in reptile, and I'm the only one who gets it in the span of 5 seconds. Oh, and that one, there was one round where, we had a Minecraft parody playing in the background.
Oh, Ocean Man. Yes!
With the music bot, because, like, on our server, whenever we're in a call, we have this bot that, like, we can invite to the call, and basically we use these commands to let the bot play music from YouTube. You put in a link, and it's like, alright, I'll play this for you, and everyone can hear it. And so, we were playing a bunch of meme songs that one night, and we put in some random Minecraft parody, I think it was, like, of Ocean Man, and as it's playing, Zarin, like, it was Zarin's turn, and Zarin was like, oh, this fits perfectly right now. And then he, as soon as he starts playing, I type in Minecraft and I got it.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't even draw anything yet. I just typed in Minecraft and I got it immediately.
Gosh. Literally all he drew was, like, a brown rectangle and put some grass on top of it. And then I'm pretty sure everyone got Minecraft within the span of, like, 3 seconds, except for Victor, who was standing there like, I don't know what this is.
Victor was like, what the fuck? It's a box with grass?
I remember one of my drawings, which was particularly hard, because I didn't really know how to draw this. So what I did was I drew rice. I drew a white block, right? And wrote rice in it. Okay. And then I drew a pink block and wrote fish in it. And then I put a black bar around both of them and pointed to it. And pretty much almost everyone got it, except for Victor and someone else. And Victor's like, I don't get it.
He typed in seaweed wrong, too. And that's
and then he also he typed in seaweed, too. Wrong, too. But that was at the last minute.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, dude, how have you never had sushi before? Or at least seen it and know what goes on it? It is literally fish, rice, seaweed.
I remember like when you first started drawing the rice, when you drew that bag of rice, the first thing I typed in was Chinese labor.
I didn't notice that because I was too busy drawing rice. I swear, like, I'm a good drawer. I know I am, but when it comes to drawing on a fucking mouse, I can't do it. I literally can't. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, drawing with a mouse is, like, really hard. When the time that we played Scribble.io before that, those 2 nights ago or whatever, my drawings, like, fucking just dropped. Like, everything that I drew was bad.
I remember that night, too. I have a sensitivity adjuster on my mouse. It's, like, pretty much in the center, and it's a button you can click to adjust the sensitivity of the mouse. And the first night I ever played Scribble.io, I got on... I literally had just gotten off a game of like Overwatch or something. So my mouse was really sensitive. So my drawings were like more particularly like they're shittier than normal. And I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, guys, I'm gonna see what's going on with my mouse. I can't draw anything. I'm sorry, it looks like trash. They look at my sensitivity thing, like, oh no, it's all the way up. So I turned it down to the like the lowest setting, and my drawings got much better from there on out.
Yeah, I think my sensitivity is too high on my mouse.
Well, like, it's probably because she plays like Siege and stuff.
Yeah. Because like I have a Razer. Fuck, what is it called? Blackwood was the keyboard. Razer, I don't know what the mouse is called, but it's Carson's old mouse. And with a gaming mouse, your sensitivity is normally much, much higher than a normal mouse.
Yeah.
So when you go from like doing normal things to just drawing just straight off the bat, it's so hard to draw because like you can't make anything like smooth.
Yeah, my sensitivity for my mouse is always really high unless I'm like doing an essay, which at that point I'll know to turn down the sensitivity on my mouse, even though I probably don't need it. But I just don't like watching my mouse zip across the screen if I like nudge it just a little.
Dude, Carson's mouse sensitivity is extremely, it's at the max, I think, for some reason. Like I went over to his house and we were trying to configure his VR setup or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was trying to use his mouse, and his mouse, like, you just move it like a centimeter and the mouse goes all the way across the screen. I was like, Carson, how do you use this? And he was like, I don't know, I just do. And I was like, this is so sensitive. how do you play anything without like missing? Like, what?
He just goes for them like epic flicks and stuff, epic mouse flicks, you know?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I feel like that's primarily an Overwatch thing.
I just like, I want to know how Emily draws so well, because every time that she draws like her stuff so perfectly.
Yeah, it looks like her actual drawings in real life. I'm like, I wish I could make my drawings on there look like my drawings in real life.
I bet she has a drawing tablet.
Yeah, dude, fucking cheater. We knew it.
Emily, we know your games. You can't beat us at scroll.io. Like, make better drawings than us. with me making my fucking grotesque faces.
To make it even worse, she's really good at guessing too.
Yeah.
So it's like, not only does she get, do you get points for getting people to guess your word? I think you do, right?
I think.
Yeah. So not only do you get points for people guessing your word faster, you also get points for guessing, like, earlier in the timer. And she's really good at guessing. I don't think there's, like, one word she ever missed. Unless it was, like, Victor drawing. You know, just to emphasize how bad Victor's drawing skills were, I even changed my name in our Discord server to just Vicky's drawing skills. Because, A, I'm trash. B, so are Victor's drawing skills. So, it makes sense.
There was like two rounds where no one got what Victor was drawing. I'm pretty sure the cowbell was one of them.
The cowbell was one of them, and the pancake was the other one.
People got the pancake one.
People got pancake?
Yeah, I got it. I think.
Holy shit!
Because when he wrote out pancake,
Okay, if he didn't write out pancake, no one was getting it.
Yeah.
What was the other one where he like no one got it?
I don't remember.
What is it? No,
I don't think it was helpful. There was one that Scott drew where Scott just like painted the canvas black and then just put like a circle in the middle.
It's Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, no one got.
Oh yeah, Morgan Freeman. Yeah. So Morgan Freeman and Cowbell, no one got.
Literally, Scott did pan, right? And all he did was draw a circle in the middle, right? And then a little, like, I guess the best way to describe it is a handle, but it wasn't really a handle.
It looked like a cigarette.
Here's what it looked like. Have you ever seen Mr. Game & Watch? It looked like his face from, like one of the earlier Smash Bros. Games. A circle and, like, a little, like, round nose. But, like, the nose is elongated. Like, if Mr. Game & Watch was Pinocchio, that's what it would have looked like after he lied a few times.
The thing that gave it away was that he drew like a yellow circle in the middle.
Yeah,
the thing.
Yeah, and then we all guessed it was Pam.
I was the last one to guess it because I was just kind of like staring at it. I was staring at the fucking like joint looking handle. I was like, what is that? And then everyone started guessing it. And I was like, oh shit, what is this? I'm confused.
It's a pan. So yeah, that was definitely interesting, to say the least.
Dude, every time that we've played Scribble.io, like, Emily got first place all the time.
Yeah. Another drawing that I had, and I, oh, what was the one that I had that, people have, shoot, hold on. What was the drawing that I did that was, like, really hard to guess? I think it was a difficult word, but, like, I feel like there was a drawing that I did, and it was, like, really, really awful.
I don't remember. There was one, I remember that there was one that I drew that were, like, I just drew a face in the left corner, and then I just drew, like, this weird, like, brown, like, cliffside, and then just drew, like, blue lines going down it. Everyone got really confused.
But yeah, like, the waterfall.
Everyone was like, guys, it's so simple. It's a waterfall. And then you're just kind of staring at it. You're like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, it's just, yeah.
Yeah, literally what you did was you drew a brown rectangle and then blue coming off of it. I'm like,
there's a face staring at it.
What the fuck?
There was also that one round where I drew a water droplet. Just like a giant blue like droplet of water.
Yeah.
And then I was just starting to slowly write on the right side. Like, no one was guessing it, but I was like, if you don't get this, you gay. And then everyone got it.
What was that? I forget what that was, though. What were we trying to guess? Was it droplet or is it...
It was a droplet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zarin was like, you've got 20 seconds to write out what you're trying to say. And I was like, I know, give me a second. This is hard.
And then Zarin didn't get it. Which made it even better, because he said, well, I guess that confirms everything about the drama department. Because...
Oh yeah, I called the entire drama department gay.
Well, that's pretty much that's what Grant says all the time. Grant always calls the drama department gay, and Taryn's in the drama department. So,
oh dude, you should have been there last night when like Grant was trying to speak when he was trying to read out the cards, because of Grant's reading skills, like he mumbled everything that like was provided. So he'd be reading a black card and he'd be like, on channel 9 today, there's so and we would all be like, what? What are you saying? And you'd read out the black cards, and you just hear him, like, laugh. And then you'd, like, he would mumble again, and then just laugh again. And it's just like, Grant, can you read the cards? And he was like, I don't like, want to read, dude. Like, you know. He sounded like he was high the entire time. Grant sounded like he just smoked, like, 50 grams of weed and then just started playing Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my god.
And then like Will joined in like at 10 o'clock or whatever, and he figured out like the only way to win was to put in pee pee cards and then you win. And everyone was kind of like, yeah, that's pretty much it.
I remember me and my friends, this wasn't online, but we were playing a game that's pretty similar to Cards Against Humanity, but it's called Deadpool versus the World. And I don't know if you've heard of this game, but it's fucking fantastic. So, it basically...
Wait, hold on. The senior parking lot is so empty at this time. What the
fuck? Yeah, I know. It's weird.
What the fuck?
Anyway, so the whole entire premise of Deadpool Against the World is you get... everyone gets these red cards, right? And, the premise of these red cards is you use them and fill in the blanks, like by yourself with marker, according to a picture that you'll get off the top. It's so like think of the pictures as the black card, or I can think of the black cards, right?
Yeah.
And then the cards that you have to fill in yourself, which are already pre-made sentences, but you just write in the words yourself, yeah. The white cards, and everyone just started. The first five rounds were pretty funny, but after that, my friend played a song called No Cock Like Horse Cock, and then all of the cards that had blanks always said horse cock, or were just a drawing of a really fucking long horse cock, and that was our humor for the night. Everyone, if you saw us, you probably thought we were, like, drunk. because we were just drawing horse cocks on cards. And we thought it was the funniest shit ever. All right, well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. And I want to get this on 30 minutes exactly, so...
3 seconds, and then we'll
figure it out!